do these all through the month of February here on Nigeria Info. It's not because we don't have anything to talk about. It's because it's a clarion call. We have civil society, we have NGOs, we have the media. Nobody's paying anybody any money. We're just doing it because we need to save lives. But let's narrow it down further. Cervical cancer is the second most common cancer among women in Nigeria. There were about 31,955 new cervical cancer cases in West Africa in 2018. And Nigeria accounted for almost half of it. That's 14,943 of the cases in West Africa. That was way back in 2018. Just imagine what the numbers are saying right now. Well, I have experts in the studio who will be giving us the latest figures and data. Dr. Chinonso Egemba, that you all know as Aproko Doctor, is here in the studio. Dr. Chinonso, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
I'm going to start with why you're called Aproko Doctor. I mean, why that of all?
So basically, Aproko basically means someone who puts his mouth in everybody's
who
business.
Who can never keep quiet.
You know, who can never keep quiet. And when it came to health, when I started this, health was not one of the most spoken about things. You know, you had comedians, you had people who talked about music, but, you know, health was more on the, oh, yes, we remember there's a health condition. Let's talk about it. And so I decided to give more awareness to health. But then I decided to take a different approach. And so the approach people know is, you know, the doctor wearing a tie, who is all serious. And I decided to be more playful to so that people could accept that information, but not just accept it, remember it. So when there's some bit of emotions associated with it, you know, there's laughter, there's humor, there's pain. People tend to remember that information. So yeah, Aproko Doctor was born.
Wow, fantastic. Mrs. Olakpeju Ibekwe is also here. She's the CEO of Sterling One Foundation. Mrs. Olakpeju, good morning to you and thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
It's good to have you here.
Thank you.
Quickly, I want to know about Sterling One Foundation.
Okay, Sterling One Foundation is a vehicle for social impact across critical sectors in Nigeria. And we have done this via different vehicles. One of such vehicles that we're investors in is giving.ng.
Okay.
At www.giving.ng. Giving.ng is Africa's first free crowdfunding platform. Imagine a GoFundMe in Africa. However, we now do more than GoFundMe does. First is that it's free, so every fund you raise on giving.ng goes to that social impact project for which you're raising the funds for. And then secondly, we are also the only crowdfunding platform in Africa that gives grants.
Oh, really?
Yes. So we actually give grants and we support projects on our platform. And these are projects in critical sectors that we think we need a lot of help in Nigeria. Sectors like health, which is why I'm here with Aproko Doctor.
Exactly.
Education, renewable energy, gender issues, right? And Aproko Doctor happens to be one of the beneficiaries on giving.ng. We supported his last project, which was providing free cervical screening for women in Lagos, three locations in Lagos, and he's one of the beneficiaries of our grant as he raised the funds on our platform, www.giving.ng.
I'll come back to you on that. I mean, you know, before the interview, when you mentioned giving.ng to me and you related it to GoFundMe, I was blown away, like, really seriously, like, no, that's not true. But I'm excited about it. Awesome. Aproko Doctor, let's talk about cervical cancer. How serious is the situation? I mean, you heard the 2018 figures I reeled out.
Yeah, even as of 2018, it was recorded that about 28 women died every day from cervical cancer.
28 women?
Yeah, it's, you know, you've already mentioned, it's the second most common cancer in women, secondary to breast cancer. And we now live in a society where it's looking like the incidence of cancer is more than usual. Or getting, you know, it's increasing in numbers. A lot of it could be attributed to our lifestyles. But when it comes to cervical cancer, one of the reasons why, you know, it's that prevalence is because one of the major causes of cervical cancer, which is the human papillomavirus, is sexually transmitted.
Oh.
Yes. And when it has to do with cervical cancer, in the early stages of cervical cancer, there are literally no symptoms. So there's almost no way you could know a person has cervical cancer.
Okay.
But, you know, when it's somewhere you can see, for example, it's on your skin or, you know, the outer genitals, you could see that something is going wrong and, you know, get it checked out.
Right.
But cervix is way inside.
Yeah.
And so most people live for years without even knowing. And by the time they do know, it's usually late. So when it has to do with HPV, HPV is actually a very common sexually transmitted disease.
Okay.
And it falls into two categories. There's a high risk type and there's a low risk type. The low risk type, you know, can cause genital warts, which, you know, many people have. And then the high risk type, you know, there are about 14 of them. Strain 16, strain 18, strain 31, 33, 68, quite a number of them that are responsible for cancers.
Wow.
Cancers everywhere. So, or, you know, cancers in most places, for example, the penis, the anus, the vulva, the cervix, and all that. Now, when they get in contact with these cells, they tend to change the architecture of the cells over time. If the immune system does not deal with that, it leads to cancer.
Can it be stopped?
It can. And that's one of the reasons why, you know, we do what we do. Because if you catch it early, if you stop that process early, you literally have saved a life.
But why do we have so much deaths though? 28 every day.
Late presentation. Okay. So people present late. And like I said, it's very difficult to know in the early stages if you have cervical cancer. In those early stages, it's almost impossible to know because there are literally no symptoms. Unlike, you know, when it's in your mouth, someone can tell you.
You could feel it.
You could feel it. When it's, you know, when it's on the outer genitalia, you could also see it.
Yeah.
By the time you start to see symptoms, it probably has progressed beyond.
Like it's already late.
Yeah. And, you know, by that time, a person starts losing weight. And that's the thing with cancer generally. So the thing with cancer is cancer does not just stay in a particular place and you know, grow there. When it's cancer, it grows from the cervix moves to the pelvis, from the pelvis, it gets into the lungs and just goes everywhere and begins to cause havoc. And when they present at that point, there's almost nothing you can do.
I want to talk to you some more about how this can be detected early. Coming to the cost, which is very integral, but how can you detect this early? What can be done?
So there are a couple of things that can be done. One of them is the pap smear.
Okay.
And there's the HPV DNA testing. You know, that's one way to find out if you have the HPV DNA testing. But for the pap smear, you know, the cervix is scrubbed or, you know, brushed.
Okay.
And the cells are looked under a microscope to see if those changes have occurred. But, you know, what we did, because, you know, we live in a resource-poor country, let's call it what it is, we used the visual inspection on acetic acid on the field.
Right there on the field?
Yes, right there on the field.
Okay.
And we get that. We stain the cervix with a particular acid, acetic acid, and watch it for about a few minutes. When you start to see changes in those cells, it could give you a pointer that something is happening to these cells.
Yeah.
And at that point, what we tend to call it is precancerous lesions. So it's precancer. It's not cancer yet.
Okay.
So it's precancer.
Okay.
And that's no way you tell the woman, okay, you cannot stand up and go home. No. You have to do something about it. Because most times you lose them when you say, okay, come back in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Let's take care of it. Or come back tomorrow. Let's take care of it. Sometimes they go and just continue about their lifestyle. But, you know, right there on the field, you can also treat them.
At what age should a female be worried about it or be concerned, maybe not worried?
As long as you're sexually active.
Oh, once you're sexually active?
Yes.
So if I decide to be, I'm a lady now, I'm a virgin to like 40. I have no problem.
Yeah, so you could go a while without being, but when it has to do with a vaccine, as long as you plan to be sexually active, then you should get the HPV vaccine.
Yeah, I was coming to that, whether it can be prevented.
Yes, it can. So it can be prevented with the HPV vaccine. And, you know, it works the way every other vaccine works.
Mm.
Just preps the body to be able to fight the virus when it meets it.
Mm.
So that, you know, when it gets in contact with the cells, or rather if a person is exposed to it, it does not just necessarily just progress to cancer. The immune system has already been prepared.
Mm.
So it catches this virus in time, kills it,
and,
you know, takes care of it. So that's one way it can be prevented.
I want to talk about these vaccines some more. How affordable is it? Or is it free? Why?
Mm.
Why the sigh?
Leave it a peculiar country. Nigeria is blessed in so many ways.
There you go, politician.
We should all be involved in politics. So it used to be readily available in Nigeria. Mm. That's the vaccine.
Yeah.
But for some reason, the people who were responsible for subsidizing it pulled out. And when it pulled out, the costs just skyrocketed. So there's Cervarix, which used to be readily available, but currently it's not, I would not say readily available right now, because it's even most private centers do not even have it.
Hmm.
Not to talk of the public centers. Hmm. Of course, there are advocates who are saying that this vaccine has to be incorporated into our national immunization schedule.
Hmm.
So because in other civilized countries, boys and girls as low as 9 to 12 get this vaccine.
Hmm.
But here we've not even vaccinated the women, not to talk of adding boys to the schedule. So it's usually difficult to get, and not everybody can afford Gardasil. Gardasil in most centers can cost as much as 150,000.
No way.
And you need 3 doses.
No way.
So that's 450. That's why we, when I, you know, talked to Pedro and said, this is what I wanted to do.
Okay.
So rather than bury, or, you know, have some high hopes that, you know, let's get the vaccine, because there's no vaccine because there's no vaccine as it stands.
Mm.
So, but what we need to do is screen these women and find the ones who, you know, may have precancers, and at least catch it in the, you know, nip it in the bud, stop it before it gets there. And, you know, I came to her and said, you know, we plan to screen 100 women in Lagos. Why 100? You know, a small foundation, we're just starting now, we want to test and see what it's like. And we got to the field on the first day, and I had this, you know, hopes we're going to 25 underserved women, 25 market women on the first day, and spread the rest, you know, within other women. And on the first day we had about 70 people.
No way.
Show up. And that first day we had over 18 cases of suspected cervical precancer lesions.
Over 18.
In total, because, you know, it just took us from there, we had screened about 411 women as against our initial 100. And out of that 411 women, we caught some positive cases in 70 of them, and we're able to treat them right there on the field.
They were treated right there?
Right there on the field. Because, let's face it, some of those women would not be able to afford the vaccines until it's subsidized. So why not just catch, treat, nip it in the bud, get them to commit to doing the screening every 3 years?
This is amazing. Wait, you let me come to you. How does that make you feel, really? Because I
would say I had mixed feelings. Of course, I was excited at the opportunity to actually be able to save 70 families the heartache of having to deal with cancer. Some people actually never recover from it. Emotionally, financially, it's actually very devastating. And to know that it's something that we were able to support, I'm excited about that. And I'm even more pained that there's a lot of knowledge gap, because so many women don't know anything about these possibilities.
Right.
When he actually had a session yesterday and on Instagram, and the title was "The Cancer You Can Get from Sex," and it was that means that everybody is actually at risk once you're sexually active. So it's high time everyone got that knowledge, which is one of the reasons why we're here, and then everyone gets checked. And then he also mentioned that he needs more partners, because I think he mentioned he wants to do 1,000 in this month. And we said, okay, let's see more people come on board, because Giving.ng is a crowdfunding platform.
That's right.
And you know, crowdfunding is about getting funds from the crowd, as many people as feel interested in supporting the project. So the project is currently on www.giving.ng, and the title of the project is Medical Support
for Nigerians.
For Nigerians, because I believe that is passion to support Nigerians that can't afford to pay their medical bills. So as many as are interested in supporting that project and saving more lives and ensuring that more families don't go through that pain, well, the pain of grief of death. I'm sure everyone knows someone or knows a family or has met someone that has had that pain, and we all know that even though they're not like family, and well, I've never had it in my family, but so I can't describe the pain. But if you know someone who is so close to you, well, the pain of loss is not something anyone wants to go through.
You don't want to.
So if you know you can even do it for your enemy, why not? Why not support it? So that's why I said, no, this is an opportunity to support many girls and women and families.
What are the things that you... I'll come to Apropos Doctor in a moment. Sorry, Dr. Chinoso. Apropos Doctor for social media. What are the things that Giving.ng... What are the things that you look at before you can admit a crowdfunding project?
Thank you very much for that question. What we just want to be sure of is that you want to add value to society. That's all. You're adding value to society. That is all. In any sector, actually. While we prioritize some sectors for grants, anybody, actually, because as an individual, you can raise funds on Giving.ng.
That's right.
When he came on board, you were still an individual then.
Yes,
it's just now that he registered the NGO. As an individual that is passionate about giving back to society, you can raise funds on Giving.ng.
Welcome back from that break. Apologies for the very rude interruption by the system, but that's just the way it works around here. I'm Sheriff Quadri. As I have my guests in the studio this morning, brilliant people, wonderful people. Kweju is here, Dr. Chinonso is here, and we're having a conversation. Well, Kweju was talking before the break. I asked you about what are the things that you look out for before you can allow a project on your platform, Giving.ng. And you were about explaining.
Yeah, thank you so much, Sheriff. So I had mentioned earlier that all we want to be sure of is that you're ready to provide social impact to society. And this can be in the area of health, education. Well, those are the two major critical areas that it seems like the poor can't really afford. And we believe that education is the bedrock of any society. And of course, health is a matter of life and death. But of course, there are other sectors, renewable energy, gender, those are all sectors that can access grants on Giving.ng. Because of course, like I mentioned earlier, Giving.ng is Africa's first free crowdfunding platform and is also the only platform that also gives grants to projects on it too.
But let's talk about that grant part. How does it work?
Okay, before I speak to the grants, I'd like to mention that anybody can actually raise funds on Giving.ng, irrespective of the sectors I had mentioned.
Okay.
Yeah, because there are different needs in different societies, right? That's one. Now the grants. All you have to do to access the grants on Giving.ng, ensure your project is in the health, education, renewable energy, food security sectors. Apart from this registered NGO, if you are an NGO, and then we're sure of your cost also. So we do due diligence checks because, of course, the climb we're in, and we have to hold everyone accountable. We hold ourselves accountable too, because we know that the funds are being crowdfunded, apart from the ones we also invest in it.
Yeah.
And then you ensure that you have a community that would also support your project. So we call them finishing grants.
Okay.
So we help you to complete your grant.
Before I come to Dr. Chinon, so let me ask a very silly question. So if my third cousin wants to travel abroad now and we decide to put it on Giving.ng, is it allowed? We want to raise money for his ticket fare to just jackpot?
For school?
Because I know anybody raises anything on GoFundMe, like Just put some projects there. Just name it something. And it will...
On Giving, we actually prioritize social impact to society. So okay. If I want, if I get admission,
yeah,
and I need funds to finance my, yes, of course I can go on giving.ng.
Okay.
So if it is just to go for a vacation,
yeah,
well, there are ways you can couch it to say, okay, it's for mental health.
Vacation, I mean mental health. Fantastic. Yes,
but those are our priorities.
Yeah, fantastic. I love it. I mean, I'm just excited about it. It means that help can truly get to, because I know that from Nigeria, I don't know if the terms have changed. I know that GoFundMe, you can't raise money from Nigeria here on GoFundMe. You have to raise it through...
No, you can't.
Yeah, exactly. Dr. Chino, so let me come to you about your project, which I'm really, really happy about. You know, off the air, we're talking about how seriously we need interventions in the health sector. And I'm glad you mentioned that you're planning to expand the number of women that you want to cover in this exercise of yours. Tell us more about that.
Yes, so in the month of February, in the month of January, we planned 400 women. Yeah. Ended up screening about 411 and catching about 70 cases of suspected cervical cancer. And at the end of the program, we asked ourselves, so what next? And it was obvious. We had to do more. And so in the month of February, we are planning for 1,000 women this time.
1,000 women?
Yes.
Okay.
But we're starting in the city of Lagos. And why Lagos? Because some other people have been on my community and they're asking, were there other states in Nigeria? But I'm like, we're in Lagos first. And so we need to first be sure that we can stand on our grounds, you know, before we move to other countries and move to other, you know, before we move to other states. So 1,000 women in Lagos, and based on our current projections, we, you know, probably 700 cases, or, you know, more cases than we can actually get from the 1,000. From the 100 initially. So we want to catch a lot more cases of cervical cancer.
Yeah.
Because just telling people to go vaccinate is not realistic. We work with the realities on ground. And we need sponsors.
Okay.
We need people who are able to go behind this project and say, okay, yes, I want to be a part of it. You know, whether or not you have lost someone from cervical cancer or not, you know, at this point in time, it doesn't really matter. What matters is saving lives, per se. And I've come to also understand that the more we come together to do something, the easier it is. You know, it, you know, takes about 100 people to push a particular boat. That boat is going to go very fast. And so if 10,000 people can decide, okay, for this project, I'm giving 1,000 naira each. That solves a lot more problem, because for you to screen for cervical cancer per person in most centers in Lagos can cost as much as 70 to 120K.
Oh, wow.
Screen and treatment.
Skin and treatment, yes. 70.
Yes, 70 to 100,000 naira in many centers in Lagos. And so most people can't afford it.
Obviously.
So they know I should get screened. They are listening to these programs. They know. But the how to do it becomes a problem. Because I go to those hospitals and you're telling me 70,000 naira to get screened and treated if I have it. And of course, you know, yes, there are there other centers that give this cheaper? Yes, they are. But the thing with giving it cheaper is that most times you're overwhelmed and they don't even have enough. And so they say, you know, come tomorrow, come next tomorrow. You know, they give you a date for you to show up. And so we've decided, okay, rather than wait for them to come to the hospital, let's meet them in the field.
I want to talk to you about this is money matter now, because I need to put this in proper context. The 400 women that you treated in January, what was your projection as regards budget? What did you at the end of the day?
We had initially budgeted 1.6 million for 100 women.
Okay.
And ended up screening 400.
Okay. That's a lot of money.
Yeah, that is. That's a lot of money. As it stands now, we still have a relationship with the partner that helped us, you know, do the screening.
Yeah.
You know, I told him, look, we'll work together. The extra 400 women will find a way to offset the cost. But right now, let's just focus.
So,
we're busy right now. But, you know, at least...
This is amazing.
At least it's for the right cause.
This is... I'm excited about it. For the 1,000 projection that you have right now that you're planning to do in February, how can people support your cause?
Yeah, so just go on to giving.ng and search for medical support for Nigerians.
Medical support for Nigerians.
Or just go to giving, giving.ng.
Okay.
Go on the project, you'll see medical support for Nigerians. Okay. Our goal actually was to raise 100 million naira.
Okay.
For different causes.
For different causes. Mm. But right now, we're focusing on... And, oh, yes, you know, we said it was cervical cancer.
Yeah.
But in the month of February, we're actually doing cervical and breast cancer.
Oh, double.
Yes. So cervical and breast cancer for every woman that walks into our doors.
Mm.
And, you know, so just go on to giving.ng if you're on your phone right now and just search for medical support for Nigerians.
Mm.
And just support us.
You must know that this is not a paid interview. We're doing our part. Giving.ng doing their part. Aproko Doctor is doing his part as well. And I think you should do your part. I really apologize.
Aproko Doctor is fine.
I just called you Aproko. So Aproko Doctor, yeah? How about boys?
Yeah, so for boys, we are looking, but it's more long term.
Okay.
So because one of the ways to protect boys from cancer from HPV is the vaccine.
Okay.
We're now looking into, you know, advocacy into some of those companies to be able to look, just give us a couple of vaccines. Mm. We can get them to the boys that actually need them.
Mm.
And that's more long term. You know, we're currently, you know, trying to seek out partnerships with most of this most of those companies and seeing what we can do on our part. But it doesn't look like, you know, boys are neglected.
Okay.
But what we currently have is we're working with the realities and what's available right now. So what can we do with what's available?
Mm-hmm.
The red vaccines are readily available. Fine. Let's screen and treat and get them to commit to regular screening.
Mm-hmm.
When the vaccines become available, we can now add vaccination to our program.
Yeah.
And hopefully, because the truth is we cannot NGO ourselves out of a bad situation.
Mm.
All we can do is just take certain chunks of the problem and try to solve it.
Yeah.
The vaccination, the HPV vaccination needs to be included in our national immunization schedule.
Yeah.
Actually, in other countries, it's been included for boys and girls 9 to 12 years.
Hmm.
So they start early, up to like 26.
Hmm.
That has to be the case in Nigeria. Because if you vaccinate the boys and the girls, then it means that both parties will... you know, participates in this intercourse.
It's almost looking like in when you talk cancer in Nigeria, what we should be focusing on is prevention.
Yes. So we resource poor, basically. That's one way to describe Nigeria, especially in the matters of health. Nigeria should spend a lot of its resources focusing on prevention. So for cancer, for non-communicable diseases, for tropical diseases, because our health centers are burdened. Our health workers are burdened. We have one doctor for over 4,000, 6,000 people. That's quite a lot.
That's a lot.
And then the number of doctors are even, you know, congregating in the urban centers.
Mm-hmm.
Because what's the incentive to go to the village to practice?
Mm.
So those people who are in the rural centers do not even have access to quality health workers.
Yeah.
So it just goes against universal healthcare. And, you know, it's just focus on prevention.
Mm.
After cancer, we'll go for non-communicable diseases. Mm. You know, go for the people that we can help prevent this particular non-communicable. But, you know, that's for in the future.
All right. let's take some calls. Let's take some calls and hear some questions and thoughts from our listeners out there. 0700 993 993 993. And for ladies only, the number is 01465-7190. That's for female callers only. If you're on social media, you can tweet us at Nigeria Info FM on Twitter. That's Nigeria Info FM on Twitter. Feel free to also check us out on Facebook. Let us know what you think on Facebook. That's Nigeria Info 99.3 on Facebook. If you're calling me, please turn off your radio. It's very important you do that. And please take 60 seconds to share your thought. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Please turn off your radio quickly. Quickly, turn off your radio.
Sorry about that.
Thank you.
I'm a medical doctor, and I've been listening to you guys since, and I'm very, very impressed, and I really appreciate what's been going on. I lost my grandmother to breast cancer, so I can really relate to what's going on.
I'm sorry. Thank you, Doc. Thank you for calling. Thank you. Appreciate it. Please be strong, okay? Be strong. I'm going to go to Twitter quickly and take this one from Joy Forever. Joy Forever says, Dr. Chinonso, Apoko Doctor, you're doing well on fighting cancer. God bless you for doing your work. Thank you, Joy Forever, for your thought. This person says, what is this now? Okay. We're going to skip this one. And... you know, social media, you just have to be mindful of what you read. let me come to you, Peju, very quickly, right? I've been to other crowdfunding sites before. How many projects can Giving.ng accommodate at once? Is there a limit to it?
There's no limit. There's no limit to the projects Giving.ng can accommodate. We have a strong technical team,
okay,
right? Because it's a technical platform, it's a digital platform.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, we do have a strong technical team, and there's no limit to the number of projects.
Okay.
It can accommodate. I was speaking before, I said anybody, NGOs, registered NGOs,
yeah,
can raise funds on Giving.ng. I also wanted to mention alumni associations.
Okay.
Most alumni associations want to renovate their schools, give back to their alma mater. Actually, just last month, we had someone give his birthday. So he was clocking his birthday and he wanted to give back to society.
Okay.
And he raised funds to renovate his school in Osun State.
Oh, fantastic.
Right. Beautiful. So it wasn't even his alma mater. Mm. And yes, he did renovate that school. So beyond just individuals, just giving anything like that, you can give your birthday. You can use your birthday to give back to society on giving.ng, and we can support you once you qualify for our grant also. Mm. And then alumni associations can also come on giving.ng and raise funds to give back to the alumni. We can also support them. You can actually get up to a millionaire on giving.ng once you meet the prerequisite, because that's education also. So yes, there's no limit.
Okay, so I also want to know if there is a way. You said earlier that you do your due diligence before anything. So I post something up that I need money, funds to run something, a project and everything. And after the target must have been met, I collected the money and I went to go and do Shaye somewhere. I mean, how do we ensure that people don't take advantage of a beautiful platform like giving.ng?
So Apoko will testify. So he's worked with us, right? We work with you all the way.
All the way.
Yes, we execute with you also.
Yes. Oh,
so we don't just give money and go back. No, there's no armchair giving back society, because we're fully vested in this. We're not just a platform. That's why I also give grants. We're also part of you, because we're really, really passionate about giving back to society, right? And we just want as many people to join us in giving back to society, because we know if you look at the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals, the last goal, 17th goal, is partnerships for the SDGs. Mm-hmm. And it's high time we stop looking at government and public-private partnerships. Mm-hmm. Every one of us, from the room, that's the beautiful thing about giving.ng.
Yeah.
From the comfort of your room, you can give back to society. You don't need to move an inch.
Mm-hmm.
You just need to press those buttons from wherever you are. Actually, giving.ng even accepts funds from anywhere across the globe.
Oh, wow.
Right? You can donate via USSD, yes. You can donate via transfer. You can donate via bank transfer. You can donate with your card, right? So we have multiple options to make it really easy for all of us to have our hands on the plow.
Mm.
Government alone can't do it, and the private sector alone can do it.
Mm.
So the better, the earlier all of us got our hands into this thing, the better for the society.
The better for us all. Apropos, Doctor, I'd like to sincerely thank you for the good work that you do. I really do appreciate it. I'm sure quite a number of people appreciate it as well. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And wish you best of luck. Kweju, thank you for the good work your platform is doing as well. It's a great, great innovation that you brought up. Do you have any last word before we go?
Okay. I would say my last words are that I think it's time for all of us to take responsibility in whatever way, whatever capacity we can. Because at times he mentioned this cervical cancer. Nobody plans to be sick, but it just happens. And if I'll use karma, once you give back, it will come back. Come back to you in one way or the other, either here in eternity for those that believe in eternity. That's one. So you can go on www.giving.ng if you want to give back. You can register as an individual. You can register as a registered body. Corporate organizations can also raise funds on giving.ng to give back to society. Okay. I mean, anybody. We're open to, even governments can also give back to society on giving.ng, and we'll be available to support you. You can follow us on our social media handles at giving.ng on Instagram, at giving.ng on LinkedIn. We're also on Twitter at giving_ng on Twitter, and also on Facebook at giving.ngr. We're ready to work with everybody to give back to society, to ensure that as many people as are able to get good health care, get good education. So you are welcome.
Thank
and you. Come and access our grants too.
Thank you, Kweju. Dr. Aproko, Doctor, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
That's Table Talk Today, Lagos. I'm Sharif Quadri. Thank you. Morning to you.
Do you want car? No. When no go stress you, make you go to Auto-Check Africa.
99.3 Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.